Are you looking for an athletic scholarship? You're in the right place. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. We're here to help your family navigate the recruiting road all the way to an athletic scholarship. He's a recruiting expert and a dad of two college athletes. He has a wealth of experience to share. Here's Recruit Me CEO, Brent Hanks.
Welcome to episode 397 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Step one of the RecruitMe 3.0 system is to select the right schools to contact. And part of that process is to build your own college school list. Building your college school list takes energy, but it is one of the more fun parts of the recruiting process. When you marry your parameters list with your writing of a great introductory email with the building of your school list, it will help you to find the right school fit. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast is part of the RecruitMe education business. My name is Brent Hanks, and I am the owner and CEO of RecruitMe. RecruitMe's goal is to provide you, whether you are a potential student athlete or the parent of a potential student athlete, with as many free and inexpensive recruiting resources as possible. You can find the Athletic Scholarship Podcast on your favorite podcast app, and a new episode hits every Tuesday. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast is the world's longest-running recruiting education podcast. Other resources that RecruitMe provides are the free Recruiting Power Pack, which is available on the recruit-me.com website. You get a download with the first steps to an athletic scholarship, an audio file about how to use videos, and a free player profile template. Just sign up on the recruit-me.com homepage. Also, you can sign up for the free RecruitMe monthly newsletter that gives you monthly recruiting tips, advice, and links to last month's The Athletic Scholarship Podcast episodes. The RecruitMe 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System gives you a 200-plus page manual and workbook to take you step-by-step through your personalized recruiting journey. You can get the RecruitMe 3.0 system for only $39. You will get the 7 steps to an athletic scholarship and much, much more. Step 1, select the right schools to contact. Step 2, write a great introductory email. Step 3, create your one-page player profile. Step 4, build your own recruiting questionnaire. Step 5, track your communications. Step 6, send one-page updates. And step 7, make your school choice wisely. Go to recruit-me.com to get your recruiting plan today. Go to the NCAA.org website. Click on Student Athletes and then Recruiting. There is a search for a school link. Under membership directory, there are pull-downs with sport, division, subdivision, conference, state, public-private, HBCU, and non-HBCU. You can go wide-angle by looking at the NCAA Division I, Division II, and Division III schools with your sport. Let's take men's tennis. By clicking on men's tennis, you will see that there are 696 schools with men's tennis at the NCAA Division I, Division II, and Division III levels. You can narrow down by clicking on the Division 1 under the Division pull-down. The number of schools go down to 453 schools with men's tennis in the NCAA Division 1 level. You can narrow by clicking off the Division 1 under the Division pull-down. The number of schools goes down to 453 with men's tennis in the NCAA Division 2 and Division 3 divisions. The map shows where the schools are throughout the U.S. It is easy to see what schools are in your area of interest. When you slide your cursor over the school, you get this information. Let's take a look at Rockhurst University. The information shows primary and sports division is Division II. The subdivision is non-Division I. Member status is active member. Then the primary conference and sports conference is the Great Lakes Valley Conference. Then under HBCU or non-HBCU, Rockhurst is a non-HBCU school. The next category is public or private, and this school is private. The box has a Carnegie classification of Master's College and University, and the city and state is Kansas City, Missouri. If you click on the school's dot, then the school's website and the school's sports website pops up, rockhursthawks.com and rockhurst.edu. Below the big map and pull-downs on the NCAA Members Directory page are 4 boxes with helpful links for helping you to build a college school list. Well, there are 3 boxes because the resource box isn't very relative to your college school list. The other 3 boxes are member school and conference box, the school and the conference websites, and the multi-divisional sports sponsorship box. The member school and conference box has 12 links, active members, conferences, Division I schools, Division I FBS, Division I FCS, Division I autonomy members, Division I non-autonomy members, Division II schools, Division III schools, provisional members, reclassifying members, and historically black colleges or universities, HBCU members. Here's a look at the active members page. Colleges are listed in alphabetical order. There is a search box and a drop-down to show up to 100 schools on a page. The page shows the school's name, the conference, the division, the state, and the school's website links. You can also sort by the conference, the state, and the division. If you click on a college link, then you get the college's mascot, the address, website, and social media links, then a list of administrators at the college, and the head coaches for all the sports at the college. Remember to double-check the school's website before contacting the team's coach. The conference link is a handy way to get a list of colleges. The conference page has an alphabetical list of colleges, the division of NCAA, and the link to the college. Let's take a look at the Big West Conference. At the bottom of the Big West page is a list of the institutions, or the schools in the conference. There are 11 current Big West schools. The next link is a link for Division I schools. Now let's go to the next link, the link for Division I schools. Then there are links for Division I FBS and Division I FCS, Division II, provisional members, reclassifying members, and HBCU members. All of these links provide you with a list of colleges and universities broken down into smaller categories. Each page has columns that are sortable. Columns include the name of the institution, the conference, the division, a reclassifying division, whether it is public or private, whether it is an HBCU college, the institution's state, and its region. You can sort these lists by state or region to see if these programs are in your area of interest. This is where your parameters list is important. Before I cover more links and areas to find and build your college school list, let me explain why you need this list and what you can do with it. You need your own college list that fits your own parameters on your wants and needs in a college experience. These links on the NCAA.org website give you the college's name, location, division, and conference, and also some of the school's Facebook, X account, and Instagram connections. A link to the school's website and athletic website is a great way to do research on the school and the team. The athletic department's website has all the sports the school supports, and many times there is a link called Inside Athletics, a link to get tickets, and a link to the athletic department's facilities. Tools under each sport include the team's roster and the team's schedule. The team schedule not only gives you the current year's record, both overall and in their conference, for the current year, but you can also go back over the last few years and see the schedule and the team's record. The schedule obviously lists all the schools the team you're researching plays, giving you a long list of schools, both non-conference and conference opponents. You can see where the team gets to travel to and the levels of competition they play. Most websites have the opponent's hot links to their own athletic website, and also how you can watch or listen or get live updates with stats, scores, and box scores. Usually at the bottom of the schedule page are links to the team's division of play and the conference. Another link on a team's website is the roster link. You can see the current team's roster information and past team's rosters. You can see and then record how many players the team carries, how many players are in a certain position, the player's size, their height and weight, and if relevant, whether they are right or left-handed. Other players' information includes what year they are in school, where they are originally from, their high school, and any previous colleges. You can see how the team is built, whether by recruiting from high schools, junior colleges, or other four-year college transfers. You can also check on a player's stats and see if a player played much their freshman year or as a sophomore. Also on the roster page are the coaches. You can research the head coach, the assistant coach or coaches, and the position coach or coaches, and also the recruiting coordinator if they have one. I suggest reading the bios of all the coaches. You might find a similarity or an acquaintance that gives you an in to talk about. Also on the team's webpage is a link to the team's facilities. Playing and training facilities are some of the elements of liking a school or a team. Some websites may have a more link that might have archive stories, previous season stats, the team's recruiting questionnaire, camp information, and maybe former players. You are using the NCAA.org website to see and build a list of schools, some you already know and some new ones. The conference lists are great sources too. Links to a conference website may have preseason or seasonal rankings that give you a good list of schools. Conference rankings are a way to build your list. All of this episode so far has been covering the NCAA.org website. Let's jump to the NCAA.com website. There are in-season rankings for those sports that are in season, their schedules, and scores. There is a link for other sports that gives you more resources to find schools and programs. Another website is the NAIA.org website. There is a sports link that takes you to the NAIA sport of your choice. Also, there's a schools link with a quick search, a members institution, and an interactive member map link. The interactive map lets you search the NCAA schools by state and provides you with a list of schools and their conference. At the bottom of the schools page, there is a search for NAIA colleges, universities, conferences, and sports. Then there is a conference link. The conference link has a box with a conference map and an NAIA member institutions by conference. Going to a conference's webpage and then to its website gives you access to the conference's sports, schedules, championships, scoreboards, and rankings. I've covered the NCAA levels and the NAIA levels. Now I'll hit on the junior college level by directing you to njcaa.org. At the top of the website are links labeled sports, championship, and memberships. Each junior college sport links you to whether the junior college supports that sport as a men's sport, a women's sport, or both. By clicking on the sports link, it takes you to the sports page. On the sports page, there is a teams link that lists each school for that sport with its roster and schedule. Most sports break down the schools into junior college Division I, Division II, or Division III categories. There are schedules, rankings, stats, and championships listed to help you see the different colleges and build your college school list. The membership link provides a membership directory, divisional structures, and the organization of the NJCAA regions. You can search for junior colleges by the college name, state, region, and sport. There are logos, the names of the junior colleges in alphabetical order, its region, and the town and state. If you click on the school's name, you get the school's website, social media links, its mascot, and the school's colors. Also, what sports and division they are sponsoring. At the bottom of the junior college page is a link for the NJCAA rankings. Rankings are a great way to introduce yourself to junior colleges that are having winning seasons. The bottom part of the page also has a regions link, and you can get the NJCAA member college directory and the NJCAA membership map. The membership map gives you an interactive map so that you can see where the junior colleges are in your area. There is another map and then a list of each junior college region. When you click on the region, you get sent to the regional site. Again, these websites have the teams or the schools in that region and the sports with standings and schedules. Past episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, like episode 228 and 258, are good resources for helping you to build your school list. RecruitMe has had a business relationship with collegecoachesonline.com. This is an inexpensive way to build and research your college school list. A couple of free resources that pertain mainly to baseball are the Baseball Blue Book app and the Virtual Dugout app. You can use these for other sports just to help you find colleges. I've hit on the main levels of college athletic websites to help you find lists of colleges. Find new college names, at least new names to your world. One resource I like is just to search for rankings in a sport at a particular divisional level. An example would be to type in 2024 NCAA Division II rankings for baseball. The Division2Insider.com, for example, gives you a 2024 preseason top 25, thus giving you 25 successful baseball programs that you may or may not have heard of. Here are some of the programs you might find to research. Seton Hill, Quincy, Missouri Southern, or Minnesota State. Social media also gives you some resources, like at NAIA, at NCAA, at NCAA D2, at NCAA D3, and at NJCAA. These are all resources on X social media, and you will see rankings for each level, stories about athletes, and stories about programs that can pique your interest. Really, any place that shows colleges or a list of colleges can help you discover colleges and then research them to help you build your college school list. Join me next week for another 15 minutes of recruiting education that will change your athletic scholarship future. We are working our way towards celebrating the Athletic Scholarship Podcast's 400th episode. Like or subscribe to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast on your favorite podcast app, or go weekly to the recruit-me.com website.